This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City blues and soul singer Danielle Nicole has a new release, her second album called Cry No More. Before she fronted her own band, Nicole sang and played bass in Trampled Underfoot, a blues trio with her brothers Chris and Nick Schneblin. Fish Fry host Chuck Haddix has been following Danielle Nicole's career since she was a teenager.
I remember a little shy girl with a big voice on the stage at the Grand Emporium.
Oh.
Years ago, playing that regular matinee. And boy, you've come a long way, baby. Are you a little surprised at the success you've been able to achieve?
You know, I've just been working very hard and just take everything that I can with the utmost gratitude and just trying to, you know, the sky is the limit. So there's always room to grow and push forward and, you know, progress. So,
you know, I've been playing your records for years on here, and this one's a little bit different. Produced by Tony Brannigle. Tell us about how this one came about.
This album, I would say it's different because these songs were basically a fresh slate. You know, minus a couple of tunes, but my previous release, Wolf Den, there were a lot of songs that I had written while Trampled Underfoot was still together, so it had that kind of old school vibe of the tough sound. And this album, I really reached out and just wanted to cover as much as I could. Some of the genre bending was intentional, and some of it just happened organically. So each song has a different story of how it came about.
Well, tell the story of Cry No More, the title track.
Well, Cry No More is it's basically just a tune about knowing what you're worth and not accepting what you know you don't need and moving on, basically, and just getting over it and deciding that enough is enough and in basically any situation, just taking control of your life.
But I don't want to cry no more. Seem like I've been here before.
And there's a new addition to the band, only it's an old addition to the band, too. Brother Chris is back on drums.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm back. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
You know, I know you guys always ask, like, you know, when's Trample Underfoot getting back together? Well, two-thirds are back together now and on the road.
No, it was great. I was very happy to get the call. She was making a change, and she reached out.
You know, before there was Trampled Underfoot and, Danielle Nicole, there was Little Eva in the Works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
your parents' band.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How much did they influence your music?
I think initially our first show was probably 50% of stuff that they did as a band growing up.
You know, Janie McShann talked about being at the Municipal Auditorium with her father, Jay, and going backstage and talking to Duke Ellington. And to her, those were the big stars. She considered him to be dad.
Right.
How did that come into play with you guys and your parents?
You know, here in Kansas City and regionally, you know, especially our father, but, you know, the Schneblin name was very well known. But, you know, he was just still dad to us. And I think after he had passed, and we started getting heavily into the music scene ourselves and Cutting Teeth as a band was when we realized the impact that our father and mom have had on the city musically.
Well, it's a musical family here in Kansas City, that's for sure. And this is a song you wrote about your father, Bobby.
It is, yeah. You know, he passed away when I was a teenager, and I didn't really get to know him very well. And so I knew that I needed to write about him, but it's like, you know, how do you write about somebody you didn't really know? And so I figured I'd start kind of at his beginning. And so this is kind of from the stories that I heard about his childhood and how he grew up. And so it just started at the beginning.
So hard to fill his daddy's shoes. He never knew the man to his dying day.
Danielle and Nicole spoke with Fish Fry host Chuck Haddix. You can catch the Fish Fry Friday and Saturday nights on KCUR from 8 till midnight.